Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Champions of Happy podcast, the podcast where I talk to my friends about what makes them happy, what makes them smile, and what brings them joy.
Is this thing on? Hello, hi, it's me, James, the host of the Champions of Happy podcast. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yes, it has. Life changes. There have been a few, and that's why the podcast has kind of been on hold, to be honest. But it's back. I can't guarantee how often episodes are going to come out, but I'm going to do my best to find excellent, exciting, happy, positive guests to entertain you all and to tell a story and to share their love and their likes and their positivity and their light. I love doing this podcast and I'm so happy to be back. And this is such a good episode to be back on. I'm talking to Dylan. He's a podcaster for the podcast House of X. He's a cosplayer and he's currently working on the new event called The Uncanny Experience, a experience based around the X-Men. You get to go in a mansion and pretend you're a student and meet other X-Men fans and meet a few voiceover actors and a few other celebrities and a few comic book artists. And it's so exciting. I love this episode so much. I could have spoken to Dylan for hours. And we actually spoke for a while. I've had to edit this down quite a lot. I could have easily have talked to him all night about all things X-Men. It was such a pleasure to have him. He's such a sweetheart. I'm going to stop talking now so you can enjoy the episode. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening as always. And have a lovely listen and a great day. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Dylan. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. So for those, for listeners listening, I don't understand time zones. I'm based in London. Dylan, I thought was LA, but he's not LA, he's somewhere else. And then I thought at certain times I meant one thing. So I'm a bit frazzled. I may have had one more gin than I thought I was going to have, but I'm on holiday. I can do what I want. So Dylan, just where are you in the world?
Maybe I wanted to be a mystery. Like, I want to be Carmen Sandiego. People, no. I am in St. Paul, which is right next to Minneapolis. It's the Twin Cities of Minnesota.
I will get a map out later and Google where that is. Because in my head, I genuinely thought you were LA. I was like, oh yeah, I know where that is. But even then, I got the time zone wrong because LA isn't that time now. But you're here now, and that's the important thing. So Dylan, I am going to do my best to introduce you to the podcast. If there are anything I miss out or if there's anything I should be adding in, please let me know. And I'm going to give it my best shot to highlight you and shine you as best as I can. Firstly, I actually know you, Dylan, mostly from Instagram, but I do know that you are friends with former guests of the podcast, Chris and Chandler from the podcast X with the Podcast, and they are part of the team that are creating the big event, The Uncanny Experience. And I really want to dive into the Uncanny Experience, but before we do, I do want to talk about you more and your fandom of the X-Men world and all things geek and cosplay. So here's my introduction to you, Dylan. Wish me luck. Dylan, you are the creator and producer of your own podcast with your co-host Regina. The podcast is called The House of X, where you talk about new issues of the comic book The X-Men. You are also a cosplayer and have attended a number of conventions and have cosplayed a number of my favourite characters, which we're definitely going to get into later. And of course, you're coming up with the next event, The Uncanny Experience. Did I miss anything? Is there anything else I should be adding in there? Have I undersold you?
No, you hit almost everything. There's one thing, but it's like people don't really use Facebook that much anymore. But I do have a Facebook group that's called House of X. It's where my podcast came from. A few years, it seems like so long ago, but just like a few years ago when people used Facebook a lot for things. There's lots of X-Men Facebook groups on Facebook, and I was a part of a bunch of them. I helped admin some, and I didn't like the way that a lot of them were ran. And so I made my own, and we now have like 17,000 members. So
that's so many. I am a member as of today. I got my approval like 2 hours ago or so. Was that you? Did you approve me, or was that someone else?
I actually have a team. There is 10 of us all together. It ranges from, I think, like 5 admins and 5 moderators, but they're all over the world too. A good number of them are in the States, but we have one that is in South Africa and one that is in China. And they help me so much because of the different time zones and being able to take care of crazies when me and the rest of them are asleep.
Nice. I bet they all understand time zones and how they work. So good for them, I guess. Yeah. I'm not jealous. I don't care. Whatever. So on the podcast Champions of Happy, we are all about celebrating what makes people happy. And we always start the podcast with a section called Happy Moment. So this can be from you, anything really. It could be X-Men related. It could be other life related, work, news, something that happened today that just put a smile on your face. So Dylan, could you please share with us your happy moment?
Yeah, this is going to sound so cheesy. The Uncanny Experience, we'll probably mention it a little bit more, but when we announced it last October, it had a way bigger reaction. Like, everybody freaked out and was like, oh my God, this is what I want. People bought some very expensive tickets within 24 hours. And nice. I was just like, I never thought that this would become that big so quickly, or that people would actually want to go to something that I had a hand in creating.
That's amazing. When I first saw it come up, because you did little teasers at first, I was like, ooh, what is this? What's going on? I'm very intrigued. And we are going to get into it later, I promise, because it is so exciting. And I'm furious that I am on the wrong side of the world. If I had a mutant power, it would be to teleport, because I would be there in a heartbeat. So thank you for sharing your happy moment. That was lovely. Now, with you, I do fear, because I am a massive X-Men fan, and obviously you are all things X-Men, this podcast could go into so many different tangents, and I'm going to be very good and not ask you your opinions on the latest comics. And it's not going to be an X-Men podcast, and it is an X-Men podcast, but it's not going to be that kind of X-Men podcast. But having said that, I do have 10 fire round questions that I need to get out of my system. Are you prepared?
Wow. Okay. I'm excited. Yeah.
So don't overthink the answers. Just give your automatic response. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
Question number one. Who is your favorite X-Men?
Warpath.
Who is the hottest X-Men character?
Wolverine.
Who's the worst X-Men?
Jean Grey.
Okay, that hurt. Would you rather live in the X-Men mansion or Krakoa?
Krakoa.
Are you Team Wolverine or Team Cyclops?
It's a hard question, but...
Don't think it...
There's lots of things that... Cyclops.
Are you Team Jean Grey or Emma Frost?
Emma Frost.
No one. Favorite X-Men villain?
Mystique.
Favorite Hellfire Gala outfit?
Monet from 2021.
Yes or no, are you happy Miss Marvel is now a mutant?
Yes.
If you had a mutant power, what would it be?
Super strength.
Very good. Congratulations on surviving what I imagine was quite a hard decision maker.
Some of them were.
So I listened to your podcast today. I mean, I've listened to your podcast for a while, but I listened to your podcast today, and you did mention that you hate Jean Grey. And I know this isn't going to be a podcast about X-Men, but why do you hate Jean Grey? What's your problem? What's your issue? What's the drama? What does she do to you?
Who hurt you when
the child? First X-Woman ever?
I can answer it very quickly. It is a lot of sort of like bias of when I was younger and first started reading comics. It seemed like Jean could not do anything unless she had a story with Cyclops or if she had a story with the Phoenix. And it was like, to me, it seemed like if those two were not there, she would be boring as all get out. So I'm like, why would I like this person that depends on other things to be important?
I hear you. I counter that with, clearly I'm a Jean Grey fan. Have you read X-Men Red, the Jean Grey series, not the current Storm series?
I will say when X-Men Red, when Jean was resurrected or came back and did not have the Phoenix and was not in an X-Men book with Cyclops, X-Men Red was good. So I will agree that that was good.
Good. Amazing. Good. I'm glad we've cleared that up then. Jean Grey's amazing. And that you'd heard that first. Dylan here actually does like Jean Grey and admits that he was wrong in the first place because Jean Grey is amazing. And you're
That's wrong. All this was. This was just a whole setup to get
ploy.
And now you're done.
There's no real podcast. That was just all I wanted to get on camera. What are you drinking? I'm very curious.
I'm drinking an energy drink.
Ooh.
It's an Alani energy drink and it's called Juicy Peach.
You're doing that in such a YouTubery like show and tell kind of way there. Yes. Can you see it?
Yes. I would like Alani to sponsor me.
It's very peachy.
And sponsor Champions of Happiness.
I mean, I'll take it.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking gin because I'm on holiday and it's late.
That's a very large glass of gin.
I'm British.
I mean, I love gin. Like, that's my go-to drink. If anyone asks me, it's a gin and tonic. But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, anytime I order gin and tonic, everyone's like, are you ordering a drink for an 80-year-old man? What? Why are you getting gin? And I'm like, I like it.
I've completely forgot where I was now. Chicago, Boys Town, gin and tonic. Jean Grey's amazing. That's agreed now. Cool. Yes. X-Men. Yes. So, X-Men. What are the... So... Clearly, X-Men's a massive, big thing for you. It's part of your massive fandom. Looking at the background of your room, I see a lot of fan merch, but I also see a Street Fighter. I see Funko Pops. Yes, I do. You're wearing a Deadpool hat. So clearly, you are of the geek world, which is lovely and embraced and welcomed here. What is your earliest memory of the X-Men, and what got you into being a fan of them, particularly?
So my older brother, he read comics. But he read a lot of comics, so he read, like, X-Men, Superman, Captain America. So, like, I knew they existed, but I didn't necessarily know anything about them. And when I was younger, me and my older brother used to go on trips a lot with our grandparents, and it would be, like, 7-hour drive trips. So we would stop at a store, and they would say, go get comics or go get magazines or whatever, and he would always go and get comics, so I went to go get comics with him because I was finally at like an age where I could understand and read it.
Sure.
And he was getting an X-Men comic, and there's another X-Men team that's called X-Force, and there was one of those comics, and it had Warpath, who is this big, muscly man, on the center cover of the book. And I was like, who is he? And I would like to read stories about him. And then I read it and I'm like, oh, this team's different than the X-Men. The X-Men was actually better. But yeah, then X-Force and Warpath led me into wanting to know more about the X-Men.
Is this the X-Force of the 80s, 90s where they had the massive shoulder pads and everything was big and massive guns and everything was just everyone had buckles and belts for no reason?
Yes. Yep. Pouches. Yes. Pouches everywhere.
I'm not too familiar with Warpath, and he's clearly had a massive impact on you because he's part of your Instagram name, but who is the character Warpath?
He is an indigenous character. He's big and muscly. He has super strength.
You have mentioned the big and muscly before. Is that quite a thing for you? Okay.
Among many other things, yes.
Uh-huh. Personality.
Yes. In comic book, X-Men comics, way, way back in the day when Storm and Wolverine first joined the X-Men, there was a character named Thunderbird who joined with them, and he was on a few missions, and then he died. But in comics, he had a younger brother. And so years later, that younger brother was Warpath, and he eventually joined the X-Teams. But growing up in the 90s, reading X-Force comics, Warpath was always very unlucky in love. And he always put everyone ahead of himself. And it was just a trait that I have myself of my past being very unlucky in love and always putting people ahead of myself, even if they're horrible, toxic people. And so I just gravitated towards him.
Nice. Are X-Men the only comics you read, or are there other comics that you go to or lean on, or are you strictly just X-Men?
It is mostly just X-Men. I've gone a few times and read a few DC comics here and there, but nowadays it's really just X-Men, because X-Men has so many different teams that there's like a billion books. So yeah. I don't have the pocket change to be able to buy other books that are not X-Men. But I do dabble with books that Wiccan shows up in, because Wiccan's awesome.
Wiccan is awesome. I love the Young Avengers when it first came out. I was like, gays in comic book media. Yay. Are you excited? Completely tangent, but are you excited for, what's it called? Agatha Christie.
Agatha. Oh my God.
Harkness?
Yes. Agatha.
It was Agatha all along. Her show. Yeah. That one. Are you excited for that?
Yes. I actually.
For Jin's kicking in now.
Is it really a third when it seems like you have the whole bottle there in your glass? I don't.
This is mostly tonic. My mom listened to this. Mom, I'm fine.
But yes, I am excited for it. The WandaVision was great. It was way better than I ever thought it would be, because I'm not a Wanda fan per se. I like her in comics nowadays, but I didn't necessarily like her in the MCU. Oh, okay. So, but WandaVision with me. Love it. So I'm very excited for Agatha.
Nice. Good. And with Wiccan supposedly joining, that is exciting.
Yes.
With the guy from Heartstopper. Yes. Which I think is good casting, I think. We'll see. I don't know who they've cast as Hulkling yet. I'm curious. I really hope it's the other guy from Heartstopper, but I feel like it's not.
They wish they could. That would be a little bit much.
On the nose.
They can't just take the cast of a whole other show.
Why not? So speaking of other comics and other teams, for example, then why X-Men, and say why not the Avengers?
I've listened to your show before, especially when X Reads was on your show. But this is like the answer that every X-Men fan gives, or most, because most X-Men fans are queer. It's because so many queer people can relate to the X-Men. They get their powers when they're teenagers and puberty, and then they're hated and feared for just being what they were born to be. So that I feel like it speaks to a lot of people. Like, maybe it might be different nowadays because, you know, there's more things on TV and in media for kids to see, but I am of an age where it just seems weird. But when I was little, I noticed, I was like, oh, these people are feared and hated for just being who they are. And I know, even at a young age, I was like, people are gonna not like who I am. And so, yeah, that's why I like them.
Yes. I mean, I've always felt the Avengers, I mean, I'm pretty sure I said this in the X-Trees podcast, but I always felt the Avengers as more of a club, whereas the X-Men more of a family. And it always bugs me that I like that the Avengers and the X-Men are in the same universe, but it doesn't make sense how some people can have powers and save the day, and some people were just born that way, but they're not allowed to be heroes. And these people aren't doing anything to help these people, despite the fact that they live across the across New York City on the other side, and they bump into each other all the time. So whenever in the comics where the Avengers or the X-Men do have to bump up, I mean, the whole current storylines aside, it's always like, you're not helping. Do more.
Yeah. You're horrible. You never help us. We have an extinction event thing every year. Where are you?
Every year. How do you feel about the fall? I mean, this is dangerous with you. How do you feel about the whole fall of the X going on right now?
I'm not necessarily happy that it's happening, but also X-Men comics are the absolute best when they have their backs against the wall. And I think it'll be good.
How did you, another tangent that I'm just going to ask you because you're here, and I rarely get to talk to people about current X-Men stuff. How do you feel about Firestar being on the previous team of the X-Men? Were you team Firestar or were you anti-Firestar?
I was anti-Firestar. I am also the same way with some characters that I super love, but Firestar has some super fans that don't like me.
And so
I just said I didn't like her. That's all. And this whole tiny portion of the internet decided to come for me. But I did not want her
come from. She's not been like relevant for years. And all of a sudden everyone wants Firestar back. And I'm like, why? There are so many other characters. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the New Warriors, but that was like
I loved her in the New Warriors. And yeah, I prefer her to be on the New Warriors or the Avengers. She was an Avenger at one point in time too. Stay there. Yes, I understand you're a mutant, but you've never been on these teams. Please stay there.
I will say in X-Men, I don't know the issue number, recently, it might have been an annual special, where seeing her and Cyclops, like, mentor kind of vibe, that was very cute. And I was like, ooh, am I starting to like Firestar now? Oh, I see what you're doing, comic book writers. You're very clever.
Yes.
And now we all have to hate her again because she's, in air quotes, a bad guy.
Yes.
Oh, I like talking about X-Men with people who read the comics. Because normally I tell people I like X-Men. And they're, oh, yeah, me too. I say, oh, and then I say, oh, what are you reading right now? And they'll say, oh, yeah, well, I'm not reading anything. I just like the 90s cartoon, which is great. But I need to know, I need people who are current. And know what's happening right now.
That is me. You can message me anytime you
you're
want.
You're going to hear from me nonstop now. I'm so sorry. What did you think of this? What did you think of that? What did you think of this?
Well, since you're current, my podcast is about current stuff. So we should just have you on sometime.
I would love to.
Because we always like to have other people on with us. And some people like listen to us and they're like, oh, I want to be on. And I'm like, okay, did you read last week's book? And they're like, no, I'm not really that caught up. Well, then I can't have you on my show because you will sound weird.
Who? What? I don't get it. So back to your Facebook group then. So you mentioned already how many members you have. How many members was it? Sorry?
It's getting close to 17,000.
That's so many people. So what made you want to start that then?
So I want to say back in like 2013, I like really started using Facebook because I was nerdy, but I didn't necessarily have nerdy friends. So I started like joining these Facebook groups because that's like what everybody did around that time. And I was like, oh my God, it's so much fun to like talk to people that read comics. Because prior to that, like you would have to use like message boards and message boards were annoying. And so Facebook was great when they made groups. And so I joined a few groups. I would post a lot in some. And I had a few people that were in the same group as me, but they're like, hey, I have an X-Men group that's way better than this one. You should join it because you post a lot. And the group that we're in right here, they don't post that much or they don't care that much. And they're like, I see that you care. So come join this one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So then I did. And then they were like, oh my God, you're so like active. Do you want to be a moderator or an admin? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And so I would do that and make the group great. But then like all things on the internet, there would be clicks and certain people's opinions and didn't necessarily like the way that other admins or moderators ran those groups. So I left and joined other groups and didn't like those either. And then I was just like, why don't I just make my own and see what happens. And actually I created House of X, I got the name from the storyline House of M that was all about Magneto years ago. And I was like, I'll just do House of X. And so I created House of X Facebook group in 2016. And then 3 years later, Marvel decided they were going to have this big giant event called House of X. And I was like, okay. Joking. It's totally theirs. But I always like to joke that I had it first.
Has Marvel ever come to you and said, hi, change your name?
Yeah, no. I wish they would, because that would even make me feel better that they noticed. But yeah, and I feel like I run that group and the other admins and moderators that I have run that group differently than those other ones, because it's crazy that I have like 10 of us that are in charge of it, but I wanted, kind of like current X-Men comics now, I wanted like a council, because I know that sometimes certain people might piss me off with their thoughts and viewpoints on things, but that it might not necessarily be something that should like get them banned or muted or whatever. So whenever things happen now, we all run it past each other and there's like a vote, and yeah, it's nice that it's a group of people and not just like three people. And if we all have the same viewpoints, then we get mad at somebody and then it makes the group seem weird and not really democratic or whatever.
What season would you say your council table is?
Oh boy. I mean, because I created the group and we have an admin chat where we talk every day, I don't want to be Xavier, but they all do tell me that I am Xavier. So
oh,
I can't.
No one wants to be Xavier. He's a jerk.
Right? But in a lot of ways, I am.
No, I'm sure you're more like a cool Magneto, a sexy cool Magneto.
I think that might be it, but then sometimes with my temper, their original table, I am very much Apocalypse as well. So, yeah.
It's good to be an element of all three of them, like combined. They're great. Separate. They're chaos. Podcasting. You host it with Regina. It is Regina, right?
Yes. She goes by multiple names. It's Regina, Gina, the Red Queen of X.
Shout out to the Red Queen of X, Regina. Hello, if you're listening. Could you quickly summarize then for us what it is you do and talk about on the podcast?
Okay, having my Facebook group that started in 2016. In 2018, I actually had a very horrible breakup in my life. Sorry. And it devastated me, took me to some very low, low spots of my life. And there was someone who joined the Facebook group who had his own X-Men podcast. And he liked having conversations with me. And he was like, hey, do you want to join my podcast? As just like a here and there type of thing. And he also did it because he knew that it would help me. Oh. And so I did. And I was on like special episodes here and there. And he had a weekly podcast where they talked about the new X-Men comics. And so I became a main host with him and a few other people. And it was a bunch of guys. And we always talked about how we were like loving our female characters. And I was like, I know this isn't my show, but we should really have a female co-host, because this is a lot of guys just talking about women. And I don't think mm-hmm. that's right. And the host of that show, he was like, well, do you know someone? And I was like, there's this girl in my Facebook group. She and I talk all the time. I'll ask her. And it was Regina. And so Regina joined. Then we were on there for almost a year. And that show changed a little bit. And Regina and I didn't necessarily like it. And so we decided to part ways with them. We are still very friendly with them. Time has healed that wound. And we were like, well, we have the Facebook group and there's a lot of people that like both of us there. Let's just have our own podcast. And so we started our own podcast and It did things similar to that show, but we changed some other things because we didn't want to be copycats. And that's how House of X podcast happened.
So what? How often is your podcast out then?
We have an episode every week. And
every week?
For the past year, it's been just once a week. But prior to the past year, Regina and I used to have like two or three episodes a week because we love talking X-Men so damn much. But then this past year has just been a lot of focus on the Uncanny Experience, and I recently moved, so we haven't had as many episodes as we used to. But yeah, there was a good like 7 or 8 months where we had like 3 episodes a week, and it was a lot, but we had fun.
Being both an X-Men fan and a podcaster, is it difficult to, because there have been so many X-Men stories, there have been so many artists, there have been so many characters, is it hard? I mean, obviously you're not everyone doesn't love every aspect of the X-Men. There are a number of storylines and characters that I do not understand, or like, for example, Calypso, when she had octopus arms, I hated that. Madam Righteous, I just don't get it. I don't understand. It's weird. It doesn't make sense. I really wanted to. Legion of X, I really tried with. I didn't like it. I love Nightcrawler. I didn't like it. Professor X, being a bully to Marrow, I couldn't stand. But I also don't like Professor X. Is it difficult for you to... on your podcast, are you very open to everything? Or do you not shy away from your opinion?
For the most part, I try to be open. But I also want to be genuine in what I like and dislike. So Regina and I are both we try to be open, and we will go on tangents about why we don't like something. Neither one of us like Legion of X or Way of X or Mother Righteous either. So God, you've just gained a whole lot of points in my opinion.
Oh my God, I'm not the only one. I really tried. I really did. I hated it.
We really tried to. But we will go on rants about what we don't like and why we didn't like it and whatnot. But more often than not, Regina's the voice of reason, but I will try to do it every once in a while too. We do understand that not everything is going to be everyone's cup of tea, and we will mention that, and we will say this was just not made for us. But then also on our show, we do rate every book, and we rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best. And if I absolutely hate it, like I did most of Legion of X or Way of X or whatever Cyce Barrier has been doing in Nightcrawler, I usually give them a 1 or a 2 out of 10. So.
Well, that answers that question. Brutal. Okay, brutal answer. I like it. I see, I even have an action figure of Nightcrawler. I love him so much. He's so hot for a blue elf. But yeah, I saw the storyline and it had like Nightcrawler, Juggernaut, Pixie. I was like, I'm going to love this. Open the first page. What the hell is going on? The whole Astro... And, oh, I'm not massive on Legion or the weird Zorn twins. I was like, what is this? Yeah. No. But then I feel bad because like, someone's written that and drawn... I mean, some of the art is beautiful. But I was like, it's come with it. Tangent. Dangerous review. Dangerous. Because I could rant on for ages. Do you have any standout storylines that you love from the past?
Well, being a kid of the 90s, my absolute favorite storyline is the Phalanx Covenant that introduced Generation X. Mm-hmm. But I super love it because for those of you listening that don't know what that is, it's these like robot aliens that attacked the world and they were going to take all the mutants away or something. But they captured and took out all of the X-Men first and like captured them. So it was like all of the other X teams had to like try to figure out how to stop this. And I am a huge Z-lister back burner fan. So like, yes, I love Storm. She's like the best, but I would also rather read stories about characters who aren't always on the cover of a book. Mm-hmm. So this was like a whole event that kind of focused around all the other teams because the main X-Men were out of commission, and I love that.
No, I get that totally. I'm a massive fan of the not the young X-Men, the not the new X-Men. What would they call them? It was like when Hell Legion was on a team with, and then there was Mercury and. Not Shocker.
Yeah. They were called the new X-Men.
They were called the new X-Men, weren't they? Which is very confusing because I don't like the new X-Men. The actual new X-Men. Like, why couldn't they have another name? Like, just give them a different name. Like the
everybody, everybody calls them the Academy X-Kids.
Okay, the Academy X-Kids. Yes, I really enjoyed their lines. their storylines, their characters, which is great. Speaking of Helijin, that leads us swiftly into our cosplay section of the podcast, where you have cosplayed as Helijin, which I am saying that right, aren't I? Helijin?
It's
Helijin.
Helijin.
Oh, bloody hell, I got that really wrong. Helijin.
I was like, are you saying I cosplayed as Legion? I don't like
no,
Legion.
No, not Legion, not Legion. God, no.
Helijin.
Never. Helijin. Helijin. Well, no one says these words out loud, so it's like whatever you read in your head. But your cosplay, you are so cool. I knew your Instagram before. I think I actually knew your Instagram before X Reads the Podcast Instagram. So I'm just going to name a few of the characters. You've done loads, but here are a few that really stand out to me. Wiccan, a personal favourite of mine. Shatterstar, the Yellow Power Ranger. Bolin, amazing, from Avatar. Raven from Teen Titans. A male rogue. Age of Apocalypse Cyclops, Scarlet Witch, and so many more. You, Dylan, are so cool. what have been some of your favorite cosplays?
Well, first of all, you like gushing about my cosplay. It's so weird to me because I wanted to do cosplay started wanting to do it in 2019, and then the pandemic hit. But and so then I didn't. But anyway, I still follow a bunch of cosplayers and like I always looked up to them and I'm like, oh my God, they're so cool. And I would say things like you just said. And yeah, for somebody to say the things that you just said, thank you. I feel like an imposter, but thank you.
My favorite thing about your Bolin one is the red panda that you've got, which just makes it magic.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a favorite, but Wiccan is one that a lot of people know me from, which is totally weird because I've always liked Wiccan, but I've only read a few books here or there. But last October, I went to New York Comic Con with my boyfriend and we were sharing a room with the hosts of another X-Men podcast because there's X-Men podcasts are a dime a dozen. An X-Men podcast called The X-Wife Podcast. We went to New York Comic Con with them, yes. Shared a hotel room, everything. Alicia from that show, she has a magic cosplay and she was going to debut it at New York Comic Con, and my partner, who's Chandler from X Reads, he has a Doctor Strange cosplay, and they were like, let's get a photo shoot together, a magical one, blah blah blah. I had a few cosplays but I didn't have a magical one, and I was like, but I want to be a part of this photo shoot. So I was like, who do I look like, and who has a suit that I could get very quickly? So I ordered a Wiccan bodysuit and already had something that could be turned into a cape. And so then I wore it and then like everyone loved it. And I'm like, this isn't even one of my top 20 characters at all. But then like everyone just loved it. And so he has become my favorite. But yeah, I super love Bolin and the Yellow Power Ranger.
What conventions do you go to? Is it the same one? Are there a number of different ones?
I was lucky enough that in like 2022, I used to have a job where I had a lot of paid time off and I had never used any of that for years. And so in 2022, I went to a crap ton of conventions. But I would say my absolute favorite to go to is WonderCon. It is usually in March of every year and it's in Anaheim. It's a really good mix of a con that has creators and stuff to go to and like a huge presence of cosplay. A lot of other cons are like one or the other, and WonderCon is amazing.
For complete newbies who are just getting into the cosplay world, what are your do's and don'ts for going to a convention while cosplaying? Tricks of the trade.
Start out easy. I wouldn't suggest doing a bodysuit first, or if you do, make sure when you order from these websites that print on these bodysuits, you can order certain ones that have zippers in certain spots. I've never ordered a female bodysuit, so I don't know these things, but like male cosplay bodysuits, you can have them put a zipper in the crotch. So if you are going to go a bodysuit route as your first cosplay, make sure you order one with a zipper, because you got to get I've gotten to a point where I don't necessarily like the zipper in the front because it makes the suit look weird, mm-hmm. but I've gotten to where I don't have to go to the bathroom that much. So I can make it through a 6-hour walk around without having to go to the bathroom. But if you're new, don't get it without a zipper because you have to almost take that whole thing off to go to the bathroom. And then another thing is be a character that you love. You don't necessarily have to be one that you look like. And even if you are not the body size of the character you want to be, or even the gender of the character you want to be, just if they make you happy, be them, because the joy that you get from doing it is going to make other people want to stop you and be like, oh my God, you look great. Or, oh my God, can I take your picture? If you're not happy in the cosplay you're doing, no one's going to want to talk to you or take your picture. And then you're going to think, oh my God, I looked horrible because nobody said anything to me.
I love that. That's such good advice. I like that a lot. I recently discovered your Hallows of X and Summer of X swimsuits photo shoots, which are amazing. Essentially, listeners, Dylan and a team, I take it, reached out to cosplayers and people who like dressing up, to people to dress up in either, well, there were two shoots. One shoot was a Halloween-y shoot, and one shoot was a swimwear special, where X-Men characters would be in Halloween outfits as X-Men and swimsuit outfits as X-Men. There is a 80s X-Men swimsuit special way back when, which I think is what it pays homage to. I love Regina's Celine outfit. I think she looks amazing. I love your Havoc outfit. I also love your, I am definitely saying this, I have never known how to pronounce this character's name, Dakin? Is it Dakin?
A lot of people do call him Dakin or Dakin. But
what do you call
it? He is a half Japanese, half Canadian character. And for many years, I called him Dakin because I thought that's how it was pronounced. Uh-huh. But in recent years, because of social media becoming better and bringing us all together, it's actually pronounced Dakin.
Dakin. Oh, I never pronounced it that way. Well, you are a Halloween nurse version of him, which I thought was both very sexy and both very funny, because at Halloween, what do? You dress up as a sexy nurse. That was hilarious. My next question was going to be, are you going to do another swimsuit special? And I've just seen on your Instagram that you posted this ages ago and I just didn't see it. So you are. Have you had many submissions in for the next session, next shoot?
Yeah. Me and my friend Michelle Waffle, she's a cosplayer. We are the ones, the two of us put this together last year. And we are doing one this year. It's not just X-Men. We're calling it Summer of Marvel, so people can be Marvel characters. But most of me and Michelle's friends are all X-Men fans or cosplayers. So we have had a lot of submissions and most of them are mutants. Just wanted to say it has been a lot of fun. Me and Michelle, during the pandemic, there's this artist, he makes a lot of X-Men art. And because the pandemic of 2020, nobody could go out and do anything. He created this whole where he got a bunch of digital artists and whatever to make X-Men in swimsuits, because it was 2020 and nobody could go and do anything. Mm-hmm. So we're like, let's make our X-Men look like they're at least having fun. And me and Michelle and I think maybe two or three other people were cosplayers. I wasn't necessarily one, but we asked, could we be a part of it artistically in the sense of cosplayers? And you used as promotion today on Instagram the photo I used for that. And I was homaging a Wolverine trading card where Wolverine was in a yellow and blue Speedo. And so me and Michelle were both part of that. And then a year or two went by and me and Michelle last summer, we were we really had fun doing that. So let's do it again. And maybe we'll ask a few other friends to do it. And then we kept asking people and everyone wanted to be a part of it. So then we just made this little online magazine thing, and I think our Summer of X one had like 30 or 35 people that were a part of it, and it was just neat to see other guys dressed up as X-Men characters in Speedos or whatnot, and convincing. Yeah, it was horrible asking these people, could you please put on a Speedo? Yeah. But it was also really fun because I love that you asked me to be on here because I love making people happy. And over the years of me becoming friends with cosplayers in like California, we asked these two girls who know nothing about X-Men to be a part of the Summer of X one. And they were like, yes, we want to be a part of it, but who should we be? And me and Michelle both suggested you should be Mystique and Destiny, because these two girls are best friends. And they were like, we kind of want to do something together because we just felt more comfortable doing it together since they don't know X-Men. And then we were like, you should be Mystique and Destiny. And we were in discussions with them on what they look like and what they would do. And now they are X-Men fans because of it, because they were like, wait, what? And yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. Nice. And also the Halloween thing. I had like three different costumes or cosplays thought up, and I ended up hating all of them. Oh. And so then I went to just like a cheap dollar store, and I was like, I'm going to walk through here, see what they have. And they had just a nurse hat thing. And I was like, I'm going to wear that. And the nurse hat was black. And I was like, I have a black jock strap and I have black body paint. I'm just going to be docking as a nurse because that's funny.
It is. It's Halloween. It is exactly what Halloween is. And it's exactly what he would do as well. So,
yes.
Sexy nurse. Done. My personal, if I were to ever cosplay, my dream cosplay would be Havoc in his Goblin Prince outfit. I think it might have been my gay awakening before I realized I had a gay awakening. And he's not even wearing it in the comic for very long, but it stands out in my head as just this very sexual image. And it's a great storyline anyway. Inferno is an amazing comic line. But that image of him just wearing this ridiculous, like, torn in all the right places outfit.
Yes.
I was like, why? But I'm not complaining. That would be my personal dream outfit. So for the next go ahead.
I think you should do that. Why don't you do that? It's not like you have to, like, buy a lot of stuff. You just go buy just, like, a black t-shirt and black pants and chop them up.
And that's how my cosplay journey begins, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it starts. What's the deadline for the next swimsuit shoot submissions?
This one, it actually just got extended today because it was supposed to be the end of August, but a lot of people are very busy during the summer, and we did have this problem last year. So Michelle and I decided the technical end of summer, at least in the States, is basically the end of September. So we have extended it to the end of September. So there's a whole month and a half. So, I mean, if you want to, you should just bring your Goblin Prince dream to life. It's basically a swimsuit. So you should just do that. Have somebody take a photo of you and then submit it to me and you can be a part of it.
Oh, maybe I will now. Oh, because when you said August, I was like, oh, I don't have time for August, but September, that I can do. Ooh, a project. I love a project. Ooh,
you have a month and a half.
Very exciting.
I'm going to message you every day.
Oh no, what have I done? I've opened a box later on. Right, moving swiftly on then. So, the uncanny experience. We finally got there. The very reason why you're here. I don't want to undersell this. So please lead the way. What is this exciting project, uncanny experience?
Towards the end of 2021, me and my partner and his co-host, so Chandler and Chris, every once in a while we would just have conversations about how we just wish there was like more stuff for the X-Men. And we were like, there's like Doctor Who cons, there's Harry Potter cons, there's like eight different kinds of Power Ranger cons. And we were like, even though X-Men is a part of Marvel, X-Men really is kind of its own world too, because it has a million characters. So it's almost like its own comic book company. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, there should be an X-Men thing. And then between the three of us in multiple conversations, we were just like, why don't we just make one? And that was just like a loose dream. But then we were like, we could do it. Cons or conventions do cost a lot of money, mainly because venues cost a lot of money. And so we were looking into things like immersive events, because there's things like the Bridgerton experience. I've never watched the Bridgerton show on Netflix, but I know a lot of people love it.
Oh my God, it's amazing. I don't like, very briefly, I don't like period stuff. It's so good. The Duke is so hot. Carry on. So I interrupted. Go ahead.
Okay.
The music is also really good too. Oh my God, you're
going
to,
yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, I
love it. It's so good.
I do. Okay. I will watch it soon and I'll let you know when.
I will message you every day.
Okay. The Bridgerton experience is an immersive event. And apparently immersive events are things that have been happening the past couple of years, especially with COVID. I had never experienced an immersive event, so I had no idea what it even was. But the three of us had decided we're going to do this X-Men Con, but it's going to be an immersive event. Most of the planning of this, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but sure. And we were trying to determine where we wanted it to happen, because again, venues are expensive and mm-hmm. these are three people who are not millionaires, so we can't just make our dreams come true. I had said that I thought it would be a really good idea if it was in the Midwest of the United States, because everything is in California or everything is in New York or Florida, and this needed to be different. So I had originally suggested we should do it in Texas, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of airports there and people can get there. And so we were looking into venues in Texas, but then Chandler's father, Chandler's family from the Twin City area, his father saw this place in downtown Minneapolis. It's technically a gentleman's club, but it's not like there was horrible gentleman clubs from way back in the day. Anyone could be a part of this.
It's not the Hellfire Club, is it?
Correct. No. But it is, it's this small mansion type building just in the middle of a city, but it still looks like it's from way back when. And kind of like the Hellfire Club looks like when they show it every once in a while in comic books. Mm-hmm. He had gone, his father had gone to it a few times, had been invited to it for multiple different things. And he was like, there's this place that kind of looks like that building in those movies, and it's here, and it would probably be cheaper than any venue that you get in Texas. And so we looked into it. We came and looked at it. It looks just like the X Mansion. And that's how we found where it was going to be. And we were like, okay, we're going with a school vibe. We are going to have everybody be able to live out there wanting to be a student at Xavier Institute Dreams. And then that's kind of where it took off. We were like, okay, we have a place. Now we have to figure out what's going to happen. And we decided that a lot of people don't know what an immersive event is, so we were going to make it be half that and then half kind of feel like a miniature Comic-Con. So we have vendors and we have celebrities and things coming. So it is this immersive fan convention is what we're calling it now. And it's going to be so much fun.
I'm so jealous that I can't be there. So let's pretend I live in America and I can attend. But I walk through the door and what can I expect to actually happen? What am I wearing? Awesome. Is there a dress code? Is there a strict dress code or what?
There is not a dress code, but we actually do have a store for people that are going because we want to bring that student element to life. And boarding school is kind of fun, like mm-hmm. the whole Harry Potter vibe. We have a store that has cardigans, it has Letterman jackets. What else? We have vests. It's just so you can look like a student at our Uncanny Experience school. So you can buy that, and everything is embroidered. We also have like gym wear as well. Like we have little like booty shorts. But anyway, yes. So there's lots of different clothes that you could have to be a student. If you want to be a student, you could just be a normal attendee as well. Or you can also show up in cosplay. But you get to the event you walk in the doors. There's also elevators here too, because the first level of this building is just where you check in, and then you go up a tiny set of stairs, and that is where it begins. And when you go up that tiny set of stairs, there's going to be a giant foyer. And our event is very much kind of like Disneyland, because we have castmates or X-Men that will be at the mansion. Because if you're living this student dream, you would see the X-Men walking around the mansion. So the first day of the event, you walk in, you are going to be greeted by two X-Men. I just realized that, like, some people that might be going might listen to this, and I don't want to ruin it. So I just realized not to say names. Mm-hmm. So you'll be greeted by two amazing cosplayers that are two very huge fan favorites. And then you can decide which route you want to take. There will be a vendor hall that has comic book creators, voice actors, and then, like, just artists that you usually, like, see at comic cons that are selling art and whatnot. We also have Unknown Comics, which is a big comic book store that a lot of people know. They have a lot of variant comic covers that come. We will have lectures that, instead of, like, comic con panels, they are lectures. But yes, we will also have a few panels as well. And we're going to have, we just posted about this on our Instagram, there's going to be a kind of a, like, scavenger hunt type of thing. It's called The Mystery in the Mansion. That's happening. I can't say too much. That's just something that is happening. I have realized from my Facebook group that X-Men fans love meeting each other and love talking to each other and just love finding their people, because they don't necessarily have those people in their lives. And so one of the things about this event is it's not huge on celebrities and huge on this or that like other cons are, because I've learned that a lot of X-Men fans just want to talk to each other and meet their people. Like, you and I are X-Men fans, just want that. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. It's just like, this is a place where you get to pretend like you're in the X-Men Institute, but then, like, you're with your people. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be some classes that are taught by X-Men. There's going to be an exercise class taught by Logan. Yes. And we're going to have tarot reading by, there's a character in X-Men comics, her name is Tarot.
Yep.
And so, yeah, and Chris Claremont is there. A lot of people know him as, like, one of the...
So exciting.
Yes, one of the godfathers of X-Men comics, and we have a lot of the voice actors from the X-Men, the animated series. In my opinion, the ones that are, like, the most important, Rogue and Wolverine, because those are voices that people can just hear in their head. And then,
I mean, Rogue's
voice have
from the cartoon is the voice I hear whenever I read an X-Men comic now. It's just what it is.
Yes. And then we also have the actors that did Jubilee's voice in the animated series, and she might not necessarily be as popular as Wolverine and Rogue, but, like, the character of Jubilee, I feel like the animated series was a lot of people's way into the X-Men comics, mm-hmm. or X-Men in general, and Jubilee was, like, she was like you. Like, you didn't know these people, so she joined this family, and you're learning about them along with Jubilee, so it was like Jubilee was us.
Yeah.
And so we have the voice actress that's playing her. Also, Allison Court is the voice actress that plays her. Allison Court is absolutely amazing, because the X-Men 97, that show that is coming back and, like, rebooting or bringing back the animated series from the 90s, she specifically did not want to be Jubilee in the return of the show, because in comics, Jubilee is Asian American. And Allison said, I'm not Asian American, and Asian American should be voicing Jubilee. And that's amazing.
That is amazing. Oh,
yes.
Good.
And then we did just now announce that, yes. And then we did just announce that Daniel Cudmore, who was the very gorgeous man who played Colossus in the X-Men films, is joining us. And
he
I'm just personally happy.
He is a man. He is so much man. I'm curious, will the next when you inevitably do the next uncanny experience, will that be more Krakoa beach lounging, swim pool area kind of vibe, tiki hut kind of style?
It is a thought. We, for the most part, want to just wait until after this one gets done to make sure that we want to do another one, make sure we don't kill each other because of this. But we have lots of thoughts. We might want to stay at the school for at least one more year. We may want to go to the Savage Land. Ooh. We may want to go to Krakoa. We may want to go to the Outback. But we have thought that maybe not all uncanny experiences will be at the school. They may be at other parts of X-Men lore.
Because how long has the actual event been in the works then? From like initial idea to where we are now?
Since the end of 2021. And when we started.
Really?
Yeah, not that long. It was just mainly when we started thinking about it. I was like, so X-Men Comics started in 1963. 2023 is the 60th anniversary. We need to make this happen in 2023. And so that's why it hasn't been that long, because once we thought of it, we were like, we gotta do this on the anniversary. Go. So it's either now or wait 5 more years.
What dates does the event actually fall on?
It happens on September 16th and 17th. We will most likely do another uncanny experience. So I do want to say that when we announced, we had 3 different ticket levels. And one of those levels was called the Omega level. And nice. We were only doing 10 of those. And the 10 of those, you got a lot of stuff. You got a lot of merch. You got a lot of, you get to cut in line. You just like the main VIP stuff that you have at like other conventions. But another part of it is we will be doing a Friday night. So 16th and 17th is a Saturday, Sunday. We will be doing a special get together the night before everything starts, and the Omega level people get to go to this private event where they will get to be around Chris Claremont, Lenore Zan, Daniel Cudmore. They will get to be around these people just at a like happy hour type of setting. The venue is usually just used for a gentleman club, like conferences or weddings. So it's very much a party type of thing. But yeah, the Omega level people, which again, like I mentioned earlier, my happiest moment, the Omega level tickets were very expensive. And we announced on one day, and before the second day had ended, all 10 of those sold. If we have another one, it'll happen again with Omega tickets. And we have a thing the night before where you get to like have a personal time with these people before the craziness of the next day happens. And I do want to mention, real quick, the 3 levels, there was general and then there's VIP, which is in the middle. And the VIP people, Saturday night, we are utilizing the fact that this venue is usually used for get-togethers and drinking. Saturday night, there is a Dazzler karaoke party night. So you get to go and you get to drink, and there's Dazzler karaoke. And Dazzler will be there doing karaoke. And you could go and sing with her, or you can sing by yourself. But then also while this is happening, there is a whole nother part of the venue that when we toured the place and we were like, are we going to go here? There was this room where the lady that was giving us the tour, she's like, I don't know if you would want to use this room that's in here, but it's kind of like this tiny little place where there's 2 bars. It's not too tiny. But we walked in and it was all dark and red and velvety and like dark ambiance, and I was like, oh my god, we have to do something Hellfire Club in here, because this is absolutely Hellfire Club. And so yes, while Dazzler is happening in one part Saturday night, there is another part where there is a Hellfire activation happening. And we've announced this. Emma Frost will be there. We have a lot of X-Men and mutants walking around the event during Saturday and Sunday, but Emma Frost will only be at this Hellfire Club activation on Saturday night. And yeah.
Oh, I'm so mad that I'm not going to be there. Please film everything. And will you be filming things, or will that be happening so I can live vicariously through you?
Yes, we will have photographers and videographers filming everything. And one of my million jobs during the thing is I am a little bit looser than other people, and I'm going to be doing a lot of social media while it's happening. So
nice. Cool. Well, feel free to FaceTime me at any point, no matter whatever time zone it may not be. I will be awake for it. I will make that so. I will work out what time is. Oh, I'm so excited. It sounds like so many people are going to have so much fun. And like you said, it sounds like people are just going to be able to geek out together and just talk X-Men stuff and fandom. Oh, and that makes me so happy. I'm so glad this is happening and that you're creating it. And so many people are going to have such a good time. And I'm not going to get jealous, despite the fact that I really am. And feel free to come over to London at any point. We've got loads of castles and loads of big mansions over here. Take over one of those and do it here. Excalibur, the experience. Well, Dylan, we are coming to the... I don't want this to end. I'm having so much fun. Dylan, we are coming to the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining and just letting me spin off into many different tangents about X-Men and let me just geek out for a little bit. How can we, the listeners, find you best and find all your social medias? How can we find out more about the Uncanny Experience?
Okay. So if you want to look into more about the Uncanny Experience, you can find the Uncanny Experience on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. If you just search the Uncanny Experience, you can also go to our website, which is theuncannyexperience.com. If you want to look up my podcast, I'm on all podcast platforms. Just look up House of X Podcast, all one word. House of X Podcast is also on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And if you want to follow me, I am also on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Warpath_Dylan. That is Warpath_DYLAN. And if you are a Facebook person and you want to talk about X-Men stuff, look up House of X on Facebook.
All of these links will obviously be posted in the Instagram posts and the podcast posts. So if you didn't hear all of those links, they will be provided. So don't fret. Dylan, thank you again so much for joining on the Champions of Happy podcast. It has been an absolute pleasure. I'm going to fall asleep very happy now. And I'm going to be so envious when it comes to you all having fun at the X-Men Mansion and having a great time. But I am now seriously going to start thinking about my swimwear outfit for my submission. You've given me a mission now, and I intend to do it. So that's
yes. So thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. I'm going to bug you out watching Bridgerton. You bug me about all other things X-Men, and we'll talk very soon. Okay. I'm sure.
Thank you.
Like you, I always hate goodbyes on podcasts. I never show how to go bye, bye, bye.
You do. I hate it.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.